worship you. I worship you.
Sing it again. You are here.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you.
Waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here. Touching every heart, I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. Oh, I worship you. 'Cause you are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are, yeah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Think that is who you are. Good job.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
That is who you are.
And that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Sing it again. That is.
That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. In the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are the Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Think that is who you are.
That is who you are. And that is who you are. That is who you are.
Well, Heavenly Father, we start out today just proclaiming who you are and who you are to us. You are the Waymaker, the miracle worker. That's who you are. And Lord, all of us right now, we just take a second, Lord, to posture our very hearts before you. We open them up, Lord. We're asking, Father God, the Lord of heaven and earth, would you please speak to us today? To each one of us. Say something to us that we can hear and understand, that we can take out of here with us for the rest of this week, that'll encourage us and focus us on who you are. You're the way maker, miracle worker to each one of us. Not just when we're inside this old building. Lord, you're all of that, especially when we're outside of this building. So, Lord, we proclaim it, we believe it, and we expect, Lord, because we believe you and we know you, we expect something really, really good to happen here today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everybody said? Amen. All right. As you all can see, we've got a couple younger members of the worship team up here now.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome? So Brad and Lois are taking a well-deserved weekend off. As you know, Lois does about, I don't know, roughly 2 million things around here. One of them's leading worship. And so it's really good that Brad and Lois are gone. So while they're gone, we got a couple of fill-ins down here. A little less experienced, but I think they're just as joyful. Amen? So let's make sure we're smiling at them and we're singing, and they know that we love God and we're singing along with them. Amen? Amen. Girls, we're really proud of you doing this today. Good job. So let's all just take a second, say good morning to each other, and then we'll continue on. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm going to ask Angie to come up and make an announcement about Children's Church and Children's Ministry and everything that's going on. Pretty exciting times as we kind of leave summer and go into fall.
So as most of you know, next week is a very exciting week, and I've already heard that someone is very excited about it. Who's excited about next week? Oh, Lily put up her hand like me. What's happening next week? You don't want to say? Okay. I'll say it. So next week we're having Children's Church for the first time in a long time, and we're all really excited about it. So, I know. So a lot of thought has been put into keeping everyone safe and everything clean, so there's a few additional steps to keep that possible. So for sign-in, there's going to be a symptom checklist. So it's basically, for the past 24 hours, has anyone thrown up? We don't want to be around kids that throw up. I don't want to be around myself if I'm throwing up. So they're going to be with you during the service. And then there's going to be a temperature check, too. So it's one of those contactless 100 or more. Child stays with you. We want to keep infection out. And as well as additional cleaning steps. So we're wiping every germ off, everything. Because, yeah, wipe those germs clean. And with the bathrooms, because now we have two volunteers, so the bathrooms downstairs are outside of children's ministry. So when we have children in worship, we ask that the parents take them to the bathroom before worship, kind of get one check out, and then when they get released, they're going to go have an additional, does anyone need to go? Because we're going to go downstairs as a group and give them a chance to use the restroom and wash their hands very thoroughly. And, yeah, amen, take those germs away. So then when we go downstairs, if they do need to use the restroom, we'll just page your number, and then the parent goes downstairs, takes in the bathroom. There's a bathroom downstairs, so you don't have to come upstairs. And then we just business as usual. So we're really excited that we get to be downstairs and let the adults do their thing, and we can do our thing downstairs. So, but, yeah, if you have any questions, you can ask me or Joy, but we're super excited, and we're ready to be back.
Hey Joy, would you like to come up? Angie, hold on just a second. I'd like to take a second, just pray for you two. We'll pray this week, because next week with all of it going on, I'll probably forget. So I just want to make sure we as a family pray for what's going on. Anybody like to join us up here and pray? Otherwise you can just kind of join in as I pray for them. And I know you guys see me, I'm hugging people, handshaking people, whatever. But I'm also respecting where people are with this whole corona thing. So some of these safety things, we need to have them in place to keep us safe. But especially to minister to people, the unchurched, that may be visiting in the next few weeks, next couple of months. We want to make sure that as best as we can, we set them at peace, Make them feel safe so God can move on them. We don't want to add any hurdles they have to jump over so God can move on them. So that's kind of why we're doing a lot of what we're doing. Keep us safe and continue to build the platform for the gospel. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Joy and for Angie. They are awesome. Lord, I don't even know what all they're doing, and most people here don't even know half of what I know about what all these two ladies do for us, for this family, for our kids, for the parents. Lord, it's just amazing, and we prize them. We value them. They're your treasured gifts to us. Lord, we ask that you'd bless them both. Your word says that if we set our heart on you, that you'll lift us up and that you will give us the desires of our hearts. So, Lord, these two women have set their hearts on you, and so we're agreeing with them, and we're agreeing with you and your word that you would give them the desires of their hearts. Lord, in ministry, in families, in careers, in school, in everything that they're doing, in relationships, everything, Lord, give them the desires of their heart, we pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, you tell us that you seal us with the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation and discernment. So we just ask you, Holy Spirit, in this next week or two or three, as we transition and change comes, would you give these ladies wisdom and discernment to be able to look into something, a situation, and have the right answer on how to deal with it, that you'll be glorified and that people will be just encouraged and built up in Jesus Christ. We bless these two ladies, Lord, and we bless you for blessing us with them. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Amen. Awesome. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everybody. So I have one more announcement, and then we'll start worshiping. If we could have the ushers come up, we'll get ready to take the offering. There's two offerings today. First one is Noisy Sunday. And so what Noisy Sunday is, if you're visiting here today, what we do is we ask people just bring in their loose change and throw it in here, and that's why it's noisy. It's loose change. But if you didn't bring any loose change in here, I just want to assure you we take folding money. It's not as loud, but it spins just as nice. So I'm going to ask for a couple of young volunteers. Oh, look at this. You girls just love volunteering, don't you? You can grab this one. So as the girls come through, just go ahead and throw your loose change. If you can hold your hand up, that'll help the girls see who still needs to get the bucket. You girls are doing such a great job. Wow. Wow. Anybody else? Anybody get missed? Way over here. Oh, and in the back. Silas in the back there needs you, Lily. Y'all done? Good job. Wow, that looks heavy. Whoa. You must be strong. Wow. Ooh. Wow. Good job, Lily. That thing looks heavy, too. Man. You girls did awesome. Thank you. So my only announcement this morning is, we've been meeting on Thursdays all summer long. We're going to start transitioning that. So this week, there's no midweek meeting at all. And then starting the first Wednesday after Labor Day, we're going to start meeting as a small group here. It'll still be the same kind of format. Everybody bring their own meal. We'll share a meal together. And then we're going to start doing a little bit of a book study about Revelations. So the name of the book is Tipping Point by Jimmy Evans. It's really good. I just think at this time, with all the crazy stuff going on, it's nice to read a book that helps us like filter all this stuff through Scripture rather than through news accounts and emotions. Amen? So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. I believe that's Wednesday the 10th at 6 o'clock. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your blessings. Wow. Father, you have been so good to us over all the years that we've been here. In just a couple of weeks, we're going to celebrate our 9th anniversary. Wow, it's amazing we've been here that long. And Lord, through all the different stuff, all the crazy things going on here and in our nation and in the world, here we are, a display of your faithfulness. So each one of us say thank you. All together we say thank you. And Lord, today we give back to you what you've blessed us with. And Lord, our heart's desire is that your name will be glorified in how we spend this money, and people will be drawn closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So as the buckets go by, a worship team, you can come back up.
All right, before we start singing, we just want to acknowledge birthdays. Pastor Mike and Tammy. So how about we sing happy birthday?
I'm glad you did that because I was going to call him out too. So I don't know about, I don't know the song, but
it depends on
and
how
a
you
one
sing it.
And a two.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mike and Tammy. Happy birthday to you.
So in honor of those two, we have Marge's Donuts after the service in the fellowship room. Not now.
Would you guys like to stand and worship today?
You are who you say you are. You'll do what you say you'll do. You'll be who you've always been to us, Jesus.
Sing our hope.
Our hope is in you alone. Our strength in your mighty name. Our peace in the darkest day remains, Jesus.
Sing this we know.
This we know. We will see the enemy run. This we know. We will see our victory come. We hold on to every promise you ever made. Jesus, you are unfailing.
Our guide.
Our guide through the wilderness. Our joy in the heaviness. Our way when it seems there is no way.
Sing this we know.
This we know. We will see the enemy run. This we know. We will see the victory come. We hold on to every promise you ever made. Jesus, you are unfailing.
We trust you.
We trust you. We trust you. Your ways
We trust you. Your ways are higher than our own. Jesus, we trust you. We trust you. Your ways are higher than our own. Yes, we trust you. We trust you. Your ways are higher than our own. Yes, we know we will see the enemy run. Yes, we know we will see the victory come. We hold on to every promise you ever made. Jesus, you are unfailing. Jesus. Jesus, you are unfailing.
So,
hallelujah.
A couple of weeks ago, we practiced this new song and we presented it to the worship, to the congregation. And ever since then, me and Lily have been singing this song at home all the time. And so today, Lily's going to lead this song. See how it goes. It's called Goodness of God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, yes, I will sing of the goodness.
Sing, I love your voice.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. Darkest nights, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Yeah. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, yes, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after us, running after me. Your goodness is running after us, running after me. When my life breaks down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after us, running after me.
Just the girls.
All my life. The goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen.
Woo-hoo! Woo!
Are here.
are here working in this way. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you.
Waymaker.
You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship. That is who you are. 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 Cause that is who you are. 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 That is who you are.
Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. That is who you are. You're a loving God that heals broken hearts, that mends broken lives. Thank you, God. That is who you are. Each one of us has experienced your goodness and your grace and your mercy that all flows out of your presence. And there's nothing else on this planet that compares to your loving presence as you touch us, spirit to spirit. Nothing. There's nothing that compares to you, God. Nothing. Lord, I just thank you for days like today, that right in front of us, you remind us, you're never looking for perfection. You're looking for participation. Lord, today's a great day for us to remember that, to remind ourselves. You're just calling us to be part of something, not to be perfect. If we wait to be perfect, we're going to literally miss everything you've planned for our lives. So, Lord, we just say thank you. Thank you for the young examples we had today. To be participators, to put our foot in the pool, so to speak, to get out of the chair, to get excited, to try to dare to do something, to step out, because we love you, Lord, and we want to bless you. Father, as we get in your word today now, I pray that you speak to everybody, spirit to spirit, that every single person here, every person listening on the radio, people are going to listen to this online, Lord, that they get something from you. That I talk about your goodness in my life and in this church's life, as I talk about scriptures, as I share your word, Holy Spirit, I'm asking, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you deposit something of the kingdom inside each one of our spirits, inside our hearts. Would you please do this? Build the kingdom today inside each one of us. I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. And everybody says, amen. 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 Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Man.